Cromwell's Hidden Realms is on the air. Tonight on Hidden Realms, Gavin welcomes author and founder of GhostVillage.com, Jeff Bellinger and Rob Mascio. And Jimmy Myers from the Paranormal PD stops by. Plus, Gail Scott Key's Hollywood Nights, Gavin's Magical Mystery Tour of the Stars, and Jeff Silvio with sports. All that and a whole lot more. Now, here is your host, Gavin Cromwell.
Woo-hoo! A very good evening to everybody on this crazy evening we're going to have on Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms. I want to go straight into this first of all, guys, because we've got a very busy guest to come in straight away here, and he's going to be taken away from us very quickly. So I really want to get on with this interview. Jeff Bellinger, are you there on the end of this line?
I'm here, Gavin. How are you?
Oh, Jeff, no, I know you're so busy, and I just so appreciate you coming on to do this interview with me this evening. So
no,
have you been? I mean, the first time me and you met, Jeff, where was it? What was that place called?
We had lunch at Stone's Public House in Ashland, Massachusetts.
It was such a crazy little place, Jeff. I loved it. And we'd done a little sort of mini walk-around investigation there, and it was quite a haunted location, actually.
Yeah, the stories there go back a long way. This is one of Massachusetts's great, great well-known haunts. It's a restaurant. It was built in the 1830s, and it's kind of like stepping back in time, you know, these places that have done a great job preserving what they looked like over a century ago. And I think that plays a part in it. You know, you walk back into these places, and you kind of get a sense of the past. And I think that has a role in ghost encounters, because you're putting yourself in that mindset, whether consciously or subconsciously, and the reports still pour in from there.
Yeah, it was crazy because I went there. I didn't know I was going there. And of course, I knew I was meeting with you, Jeff, but I didn't know where the location was. And I went there and I was bowled over quite how active it was. And it kind of reminded me of a traditional British pub. You know what I mean? It had that sort of vibe about it. And the food was good as well.
Yeah, no, it was. It's a great place. Yeah, it's nice. I kind of live near there, so it's good to check in on it. You know, one of the things with ghost investigations is that, you know, it's great to go see 100 or 500 different haunted places, but it's even better to see a few hundred haunts one time, because you start to get a feel for the place. You start to know them. You know, one of the things that, especially, you know, people who live and work in these locations, they know them so well. They know that the floor creaks when you step on a certain board, so that can't be anything paranormal. But they also know when sounds aren't right, when smells don't belong there, when they see things that they know shouldn't be. And so, you know, that's an important part of going to a location again and again. And while it's great, and I love as much as the next person seeing lots of these locations, it's also good to focus on a few and really get to know them.
Oh, absolutely. It really was a fantastic place. Now, I was really jealous, actually, of you, Jeff. Now, a lot of people will know you, Jeff. Jeff Bellinger of a very famous website and author, GhostVillage.com. And I tell everybody here in the chat rooms to go and check this out, because it's a fantastic, fantastic website. Really do. I check it out myself. I do love going on it. You've got a bit of everything on there, Jeff, haven't you?
Yeah, no, well, the site's 10 years old now, and I mean, that's... We've acquired a lot of content over the years. It's been a long road, but and though I'll take all the credit for starting it, there's so many people now that contribute to it that turn in articles, write about their own experiences, their videos, their audio, and contribute to our message boards. It's just grown exponentially, and those folks are the ones that keep it growing and going. And you realize too, it's such a global phenomenon. We've got people from all over the world that come to find out that, number one, they're not alone. I can't tell you how many emails I get that the gist of it is, oh my gosh, I read about this experience. I thought I was the only person that had this happen, and I learned that, you know, there is at least two of us or more, and it doesn't matter where you live. This stuff is occurring everywhere, and it's these profound human experiences that people have that let them know that, number one, they're not alone, that something happens after we die, and then you're forced to come to grips with that.
Absolutely. It's a huge website, and you have got quite the community on there, and I do love checking out on. I mean, if it needs to be known, if it's worth knowing, it's on Ghost Village. I just love it. Absolutely love it. No, but I said I was jealous. Yeah, my pleasure. I said I was jealous, Jeff, because you actually checked out the Tower of London, and I haven't done this yet. And I was
oh
very, Oh my, I tell you what, you know, I'm from the UK, been to London endless times and done lots of very scary locations there, but I haven't done the Tower of London, and you have. What was that like for you?
Well, it's all in who you know, right? when I wrote my first book back in 2004, it was called The World's Most Haunted Places, and I of course wanted to include the Tower of London. Mm-hmm. And I got to go in as a guest of one of the Yeoman Warder, who brought me in after they were closed, and I got to have a drink in the Yeoman's pub, and I got to see the changing of the key ceremony. It was great. Just what an incredible honor and experience. But then you get to talk to these folks who are off the clock. They're not working, you know. They're having a pint, and they're a little more opened up. And so, while it wasn't a full formal paranormal investigation, it was kind of investigative reporting. And you walk into that place, and it's just so steeped in history. You know, it's almost 1,000 years old, parts of it. And, of course, the Romans were there long before that. And you stand where Anne Boleyn's head fell at your feet. You hear these stories. You see the names scratched on the walls of all the people who were imprisoned there. You learn about them. And then you hear the stories from the folks who live and work there. These Yeoman Warder, the beef eaters, the folks that you know, in the fancy uniform, these are the folks who live and work at the tower. So, of course, they're going to have the most experiences. And, you know, even the skeptical ones. I spoke to someone who was kind of a new Yeoman Warder. He was only in his 40s, which made him one of the youngest.
Yeah, right.
And he said, I don't really believe in ghosts, but my first night here, I had a teddy bear that I've had since childhood, and it was on a shelf. And it floated out to the middle of the room and fell to the floor. And in his very dry English way, he said, "So I guess I was just introduced to the ghosts of the Tower of London." And very matter of fact, you know. And you say, "Well, maybe there are no ghosts, but I don't know. My teddy bears are where I leave them at night. You know, I don't know what causes that." So they've got stories. All of them seem to have something to say when you start talking about the ghosts there.
Oh, I can believe it. I mean, it's such a pinnacle of London history, you know, the Tower of London. Of course, you hear about Anne Boleyn. You said about the change of the key ceremony. She's supposed to attend that. You're supposed to see her spirit attend this ceremony. You didn't spot her there in the crowd, did you, Jeff?
No, in fact, someone told me that, because when you stand in a certain spot that's kind of like down an alleyway near one of the gates, and then they march up toward the center of the complex, and so you're supposed to face the action, you know, God save the Queen, and you say what they tell you to say, and then the Thames is behind you. And I was told she likes to stand right on the bank of the Thames, right, well, not on the bank, but on the wall that's closest to the river, and watch it. And so while everyone else is doing what they're supposed to do, I'm this Yankee, you know, looking behind me, looking for Anne Boleyn's ghost, but no, I didn't spot her.
Wrong time of day, I guess, then, Jeff.
Yeah, right, yeah. Well, maybe another night, you know, you never know. But it's like these places, you know, and what I love about the Tower of London is that you've got really credible witnesses. And not that other people are liars or mistaken, but, you know, these are military officers. These are folks that are, you know, distinguished, and it's a position of honor, and they're not prone to flights of fancy, I think, maybe as much as the next person. And you run into that in other buildings. My most recent book, which came out a few months ago, was a book for children called Who's Haunting the White House?
Oh, and I love it.
Yeah,
I was talking to you about this on when I interviewed you on my UK show. Talking about this, we got really excited about it. Tell us more about it.
Yeah, well, when that came out, that was another thing where I called and I said, "Geez, you know, I got in the Tower of London. I should be able to get in the White House. I mean, it's my country, you know. Technically, I'm part owner of that building, you know,
absolutely,
as much as any other tax-paying American." And so I called them up, and I was fortunate enough to be able to go in there and interview some of the staff, and with the help from my congressman and some smooth talking by yours truly, you know, I got the tour, I got to interview some of the staff, and again, very credible people. These are folks that have had experiences that they were willing to talk about them. I couldn't believe how forthcoming they were. And they said, "Look, I don't know what's what, but you go down the hall, the door opens or closes by itself. This is the White House. Nothing is supposed to happen inside that building that isn't on a list and checked and double-checked by 10 different people, but it does."
That's, amazing. And you're so right. It's interesting when you hear very legitimate people or official people say that they've had experiences with the paranormal. I mean, another London location is the tubes, the tube tunnels, the transport,
sure.
The operators of the tube, you know, they're every day-to-day people, a lot of them gentlemen, quite elderly gentlemen, you know, and they're not really interested in the paranormal, but they do have these experiences. So it's exciting when you hear that, you know?
It doesn't discriminate. It's people from all walks of life, from rich to poor, people of various religions. What I love about ghosts, what got me interested is when I was in college, I don't think I was ever an atheist, but I was pretty darn close.
Mm-hmm.
And afterward, I started writing for newspapers, and I got hooked on looking for ghost stories. You start around October. All the media does this, as you know, we all get so busy around October, especially. But so interviewing people, you know, when you interview a lot of folks, you start to know who's full of it, who's really, you know, who's mistaken, and who's really been moved by something they experienced.
Yeah.
And that's what got me hooked. I looked into these people's eyes, and I said, I can't promise you that what they say is really a ghost, but I know that they believe it and that they've been shaken by this experience. And I realized ghosts are kind of like the least common denominator of spirituality. It's something that, you know, Jews see ghosts, Christians, Muslims, even atheists and agnostics have this experience that they can't fully explain. It's something we can all talk about. We can argue about religious texts, and boy, do we. I mean, wars get started over this kind of stuff. But it's ghosts are almost safe to talk about, you know, close. It's as close as I think we can get.
Absolutely. You're so right. And I just, it is just something that we can all relate to. You know, you can stop anybody in the street, and talk to them about the ghost or the paranormal, and they'll stop. They themselves would have had the experience, or somebody they know would have had the experience. So it's something that everybody can relate to, you know?
Yeah. And the other thing too, we're all going to die. It's almost a safe way. I know, breaking news, isn't it? It's almost a safe way to talk about death, because it's so awkward to talk about, well, what would you want for your funeral? And no one likes to think about that. But ghosts allow us to connect with that tricky subject. And also, it's a direct connection to our past. I mean, I'm a historian at heart, and you can't study ghosts without also studying history. And so ghosts are an innovative way to teach and learn about history. They're a direct connection to our past. They're part of our own inevitable future. They're part of us, who we are, who we were, and who we will be.
Oh, absolutely. You know, this is why you've got to have a sense of humor in this industry, Jeff.
Of course. I was at Waverly Hills Sanatorium in Louisville, Kentucky, which is a great haunt. I mean, this is a tuberculosis sanatorium. Thousands and thousands of people died there. It was the last stop. If you had, you know, consumption of tuberculosis, this is where you went to be as comfortable as possible until the end. Of course, a few people made it, but so you go into this place and I mean, it's haunted. That's all I can say. I say that about very few places. But, you walk in and you realize that there's a mark that's been left here. It's something that can't be washed away, no matter what they do to the land or whatever. It's something that took place there that you can feel. It's in the air, and you see things, you hear things, you experience things, and you do have to have a sense of humor. I remember standing around with three other people, and they had so much equipment. We had infrared cameras, night vision scopes, we had little talking boxes, people were doing EVP, and I looked around at all this equipment hanging off of everybody, and I said, you know, just step outside of your body for just a minute, 3 feet away, and look at us. I mean, if we were at like a dentist's convention, you know, people would just be, you know, thinking we're absolutely crazy. But here it's just, you know, it's so normal. And that, I found that very funny. And I think, you know, sometimes you have to be an insider. And I took a picture of all of us just strapped with all this gear, because it is funny. I mean, we're trying to wrap our hands around something that's so big, that's so enigmatic, and we're using, you know, digital recorders and cameras and dowsing rods and whatever else anybody had there. Just trying to get a sign, and some people find it, and others, well, we keep searching.
Absolutely. It's crazy stuff. And, you know, it's such a good thing to say that. I like the fact you got them to kind of stand there and realize where they were and what happened there, Jeff. It's amazing. Now, you're a very busy guy, and I know you're going to have to rush off pretty much now, because you're in demand, Jeff, and this is great. I want you to tell people what you've got coming up, what's coming up for Jeff Belanger and Ghost Village as well.
Yeah, well, if you go to ghostvillage.com, you can always get my schedule. I've got a lot of great events coming out throughout the year, conferences and one-off lectures and things like that, and I love doing those. It's great to meet people and lots of media. I'm working for the Ghost Adventure Show. We're working on season two. That's on the Travel Channel, and I'm working for location scouting and research, historical research for them, and just a lot of things still popping in, new books all the time, so stay tuned.
Absolutely, guys. Stay tuned to Jeff Belanger, ghostvillage.com. It's great. He's a wonderful guy. So fascinating, so interesting. And thank you so much, Jeff, for coming on the show, taking time out for us.
Thank you, Gavin. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jeff. Good luck with everything now. You take care.
All right, you too.
Cheers, Jeff. Bye-bye.
Yep, thanks, guys. Bye.
Cheers, mate. Bye-bye. Okay, guys, we're going to go to a quick break. Crack open another beer, top that wine up, pop that hot pocket into the microwave, and I'll be right back after this break.
This hour of Gav Cromwell's Hidden Realms is sponsored by Pararock Productions.com. Don't go away. Gavin will be right back. Okay, so you've put together a great team of paranormal investigators. Your idea of fun is going to places most normal people would avoid, like the plague. All you need now is that look. You know, the look that helps your team stand out from the crowd. That's where Pararock Productions comes in. They specialize in outfitting paranormal teams with apparel that not only makes you look good, but gives your clients that feeling of confidence when you arrive. They also specialize in printing high-quality business cards. These are water and tear-resistant cards with full-color front and back. Good for photos and your team's contact info. So step up your game today by going to pararockproductions.com. And while you're there, check out their great website design offer and other specials exclusive to ParaX listeners. Remember that website, pararockproductions.com. Check it out today. Pararockproductions.com is a proud sponsor of Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms. Imagine a world where this sound was never heard again. It's hard to imagine such a world, but it could happen. Luckily, there is a place where caring people are dedicated to stop such a tragedy from happening. Wolf Hollow is a nonprofit organization which began its mission in 1988 by the late Paul Sofran to dispel the myths about one of the most misunderstood creatures on our planet, the Great Wolf. But they need your help.
Hi, this is Joni Sofran, the director of Wolf Hollow in Ipswich, Massachusetts. Won't you help us to preserve, protect, and educate people about the majestic wolf? Your donation will help us help them. Thank you.
Go to www.wolfhollowipswich.org to find out how you can help. That's www.wolfhollowipswich.org. Please do it today. Don't let the howl be silenced.
Dad, remember when you asked me, what do you want to do with your life? And I was like, shh, I want to get paid. But right after that, you said, there's no job called getting paid.
Really? I said that?
Yeah. And that's exactly when I knew. I wanted to go to college.
You never know which moments will be the ones they remember forever. So take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here he is, the man with hair better than Cher.
Snap out of it.
Gavin Cromwell.
Woohoo! We're having a great little show tonight. I'm so chuffed to bits we managed to get Jeff Belanger on the show, and I wish we could have had him a bit longer, but we're definitely going to get him back. We're going to have a good half hour with him, because I tell you what, guys, he's got so much to talk about. He's absolutely fascinating. But of course, as you know, as from, well, not last week, the week before now, our new sponsor for the first hour of the show is pararockproductions.com. Of course, you all know Shannon Sylvia and fabulous Jeff Sylvia, who's going to be doing our sports section. More about that in a minute. But pararockproductions.com. Now, listen, guys, amazing. If you've got your paranormal team, you know, you're all together there, but you need your t-shirts or your polo shirts, your hoodies, whatever. These are the guys to get hold of. You know Shannon. You know she's a legitimate person. She does a real deal here, okay? We got some good deals, actually. 24 custom t-shirts with your logo, your design, guys, okay? $194 for 24 t-shirts. I think that's pretty good, to be honest with you. Parox designers and designs can design your logos, you know, your website, your business cards, all of, you know, the whole shebang for really good prices. I want you to check these out. Pararockproductions.com, okay? I've got Shannon here with me, actually.
Hi.
She just snuck in like a little sneaky little mouse just then. And I just want to say thank you, Shannon, for sponsoring the first half of the show with Parox Productions. You got some good offers. We were talking about these last week and the week before, and you've been getting a lot of requests. I know a lot of my friends have requested stuff from you.
Absolutely. And thank you all for doing that. And it's a great little new business venture for us. And, you know, I've been a graphic designer for over 15 years, and this is what I do. Mm-hmm. Besides, of course, ghost hunting.
Yep.
And it's my pleasure to be doing this for people. Absolutely.
Yeah. No, it's right what I say now. You can design logos, websites, design logos, websites, business cards, I mean, hoodies, everything really.
Absolutely. Merchandise. Anything. You can want anything screen printed, embroidered, printed, you name it. Anything you need whatsoever. There's going to be stuff added every day to the website. There's only a couple specials up there right now. There's going to be more every day. And if there's anything that you're looking for that you don't see, feel free to shoot me a message. And I'm going to be posting a phone number up on the site too very shortly where people can give us a call.
Absolutely. I mean, this offer we got on there, 24 custom T-shirts with your logo, with the personal logo on it for $194 for 24 T-shirts. So that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's like I think it's $8 a shirt.
Not bad at all. So like I said, guys, you've got your paranormal team together. You want to look like a team. You want business cards to hand out at events. You're making contacts with people. And I just think that you guys are the best people to come to. Like I said, I know a couple of teams, that I've worked with in the past have approached you, and, they've been more than happy with what you've produced for them. So
thank you.
Yeah. So
I love it. And these are quality shirts, guys. And these are, really good, thick, Gildan brand, great shirts. And they're not just necessarily for your team. You can sell these shirts at events. So yeah. It's a legit company. And, we're a real presence and a real people. This isn't just something that's pawned off on another company. This is what I do. This is my life.
Exactly. So. No, it's not just merchandise, but it's the website. It's a website for a team or people. I mean, a website does bring legitimacy.
Yes, as with any business, if you were going to go to, if you were going to go to any reputable business, whether it's a doctor or a lawyer, if they do not have a reputable website or a good web presence, it represents who you are in the business industry. So we put together a website up there. We also have many of the clients that we represent at different events, all people that you've all heard of, and including yourself.
I'm there because, it's such a great thing. I mean, when we talk about merchandise, Shannon, what else is it apart from the T-shirts, apart from the
hats,
baseball caps?
Hats is one of our biggest sellers. We do a lot of hoodies and anything. I mean, we do a lot of hats, hoodies, T-shirts, anything that can be printed on, whether it's embroidered or screen printed. And the shirts, you pick the color and you pick the color ink and leave the rest up to me.
Yeah.
And it's very easy to do business. I can ship the shirts anywhere, absolutely anywhere you need them to be.
Fantastic.
Very good turnaround. Within a week, you'll get your shirts.
That's pretty fast as well. I mean, what I'm trying to do here, Shannon, is get, I'm a big supporter of all the paranormal investigation teams, groups, all of this out there. And I am getting them on the show to talk about their groups and teams. There's so many out there now, and each one has got something a little bit individual to offer. And, I want to respect that. But like I said, it's great that you've sponsored the first half of the show, because you can supply these things on demand for people,
Absolutely. And one of the things, we also do a lot of banners for events too, screen printing of banners, full color banners.
Oh, that's really cool. That's really cool. And I mean, things like events, like psychic fairs. If you're doing a presentation at the beginning of the investigation, guys, to have your banner behind you, it looks professional,
Absolutely. And whether you're doing presentations, events, anything you want, something at your table. The site's very easy to use. We're very easy to deal with. We have a PayPal presence. We accept credit cards.
That's cool. Makes it easy.
Cash, PayPal. Checks, anything that you desire. And it's just been a wonderful couple of weeks already since we started sponsoring your show. So I'm very grateful. Thank you, guys.
Oh, fantastic. I've heard nothing but good stuff about you, about the merchandise. Like I said, it's looking really good. I just want to thank you for sponsoring the show, Shannon, and delivering such beautiful merchandise to all those paranormal teams and individuals out there. It's been great. So your husband is, well, he's got something to offer to this show now. He's going to be doing our sports section.
Yep.
Jeff.
Hi.
Jeff is here. I've got the two Sylvias with me in the studio.
Sylvia sandwich.
I'm having a Sylvia sandwich. Everybody in the chat room, I can see you there. We're having a Sylvia sandwich. And Jeff, we're going to be talking. We're going to be sporting things up. I want this show to be a little bit different. I want it to include, we have Gail with the Hollywood gossip. We've got the paranormal teams. We've got all this sort of stuff. We're just talking to Shannon about the merchandise and things. But we're bringing some sport into this show. What do you think about this, Jeff?
Oh, outstanding. I couldn't be more thrilled to be involved in sports is my thing since I was a little kid. So
that's great. No, I mean, we've got a lot of guys in the industry as well, and it's nice to see that a lot more guys are starting to come to investigations and even come along for one-on-one readings with myself. And some of these are huge sports fanatics. So I want to cater to them. We've got the Hollywood stuff for the ladies. But for the guys, I want to give them something too,
Yeah, everybody deserves a little something.
And, I know. The hormones are heating up the studio here tonight. So yeah, guys, I mean, it's really, really good. You're both very good business people here. We've got the Power Up Productions and things and stuff like that. We've got the sports coming up after the break, guys. So you'll be able to hear Jeff's sports report after the break, which is in about 5 minutes' time. So we'll be listening out for that, Jeff. Thank you very much. So as well, guys, I mean, Shannon, you've been up to all sorts of things. Last time I was speaking to you, you were in Virginia. You went down to Virginia during my birthday. You sang happy birthday on the phone to me. What are the things you've been up to?
Oh, my. Research. Been reading a lot of paranormal books lately.
That's cool.
Every time I go to an event, I inherit books from other people. And they accompany me great on the plane to and fro. And so I've been catching up on some great reading. And every weekend, it's been a great event. As you know, last weekend, I was in Virginia.
Yeah.
And we're heading to the Shanley Hotel soon. I'm going to be doing an event with Brian Harnois.
Oh, do you know what? I am so excited to get up to Shanley because, speak to Sal. He sent me some brilliant messages on MySpace and stuff like this. And I want to say good evening to Sal. Hello. And, tell us about the Shanley Hotel. I mean, we've all heard about it, and lots of people have heard about it, and perhaps they haven't been up there. Describe what it's like to do an investigation up there, Shannon.
Oh, boy. It's hard to imagine because the place is so beautiful. You don't expect anything to be creepy or eerie when you're there. So just looking around, you see mementos and photographs and a lot of memorabilia. The place is beautiful. But as the night grows thicker, you can feel it in the air. You can feel constantly the presence of watching, something's watching you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can definitely get EVPs and possible disembodied voices very easily when you're there.
Fantastic.
Every time I've gone there, it's been amazing, amazing evidence. Orbs, a lot of orbs floating. There's an area of the hotel, it's called the Bordello. It's a very large room.
Cool.
And that's where there's about 6 beds. They'll have some of the braver people sleeping there at night. And there's a lot of groping and physical contact in that room because the gentlemen used to do a lot of gambling and have girls coming and going.
Ladies of the night.
And you don't have to pay extra for that.
No.
Ah, very good. That's a little extra bonus that you get at the Shanley.
So, ladies, stick to the other rooms on the second and first floors.
So you got some feisty male spirits there.
Yeah, we have some feisty male spirits. And yeah, it's great because if you ever get a little weary or terrified, or you just want to take a break, you go into this beautifully well-lit area that's very comforting and comfortably grab a seat, grab a nice iced Pepsi, grab a beverage, some coffee, chill out, and go back at it again. There's a few floors of rooms, beautifully decorated rooms, and every room has a story. Mm. Each room had a character where there was something unique about it. Each room has its own ghosts attached to it.
Oh,
and it's
God.
Pretty predictable. I mean, when Sal tells you that Marguerite's room, it might have something going on that night. Something might legitimately happen.
Mm-hmm.
We've experienced disembodied voices. Jeff tried to sleep in the bed one night and it was shaking violently. We could not debunk it.
My God.
Our covers were being pulled off of us all night. Of course, I was getting screamed at all night. Jeff kept, thinking that was me.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't me. I don't normally pull covers. In fact, I'm the one that has the covers right up
to
my face.
Yeah, it can be intense. It can be intense.
It is intense, but it's nothing too scary, nothing you can't handle. We're not talking like Bobby Mackey's demonic, gate to hell intense. So it's an interesting place. It has a lot of history, a lot of interesting characters still hanging out there, and it never disappoints.
I'm excited to get up there with you. I mean, it's just going to be so wonderful because it sounds such an interesting location to do paranormally, but also sounds beautiful visually, visually beautiful.
Yep.
The ambiance there, a little glimpse into the past as well. It seems like all this wrapped into one. It seems like the perfect location, actually. And it seems like, Sal, everybody up there seems very accommodating as well. I've heard nothing but good reports.
Very. And Brian Hanouan just recently said on the radio that the Shanley Hotel is one of the scariest places in the entire world.
Oh, my
God. Most active that he's ever been to. And we've been all over the world.
Wow.
So, we're talking New York here. So I really do recommend everybody get up there at least one time in their lives to check the place out.
Awesome. Absolutely brilliant. Well, thank you very much, Shannon, for that.
Thank you
for coming in just then.
No problem.
And like I said, guys, Shannon is my new sponsor for the show. She sponsors the first half year of Hidden Realms. And you can check her out at powerupproductions.com. And she can look after all of your merchandise needs, website, business cards, hoodies, and remember that that offer she's got on now, guys. 24 custom t-shirts for $194, and that's for you, and that's for a limited time only, so check it out. So remember, we've got Jeff Sylvia coming up after the break with the sports roundup. So stay tuned. We're going into a break now, and catch you in a minute.
Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms is brought to you this hour by Pararockproductions.com. Gavin will be right back. Okay, so you've put together a great team of paranormal investigators. Your idea of fun is going to places most normal people would avoid, like the plague. All you need now is that look. You know, the look that helps your team stand out from the crowd. That's where Pararock Productions comes in. They specialize in outfitting paranormal teams with apparel that not only makes you look good, but gives your clients that feeling of confidence when you arrive. They also specialize in printing high-quality business cards. These are water and tear-resistant cards with full-color front and back. Good for photos and your team's contact info. So step up your game today by going to Pararockproductions.com. And while you're there, check out their great website design offer and other specials exclusive to ParaX listeners. Remember that website, Pararockproductions.com. Check it out today. Pararockproductions.com is a proud sponsor of Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms. You've enjoyed ParaX on your computer at work and at home. But today, there's a new way to listen to your favorite shows. ParaX has gone mobile. That's right. ParaX is now available on the Nokia Internet Radio Network. Now, you can take ParaX with you wherever you go. Never miss your favorite shows again. ParaX on your cell phone. Tune in today. Nokia Internet Radio is available on all Nokia portable devices with access to the Internet. Your source for everything paranormal, ParaX. Now on Nokia.
Honey, I'm home. I've got a surprise for you.
Get that filthy, disgusting tire out of my living room. You're on my favorite rug.
Calm down. You're gonna love this.
What? Whoa. The goldfish bowl.
I won't run over them. Relax.
You roll that tire right back out of here.
Relax. It's all part of my master plan to save us money.
This is not going to be our coffee table. Don't even think about putting a piece of glass on top.
No, honey. This is a reminder to keep our tires properly inflated so we can save money on gas.
Can't we just tie a string around our fingers?
Sweetie, properly inflated tires could save us more money at the pump than a week's worth of gas.
You're getting tire tracks on my love seat.
Exactly. To remind us that we love saving gas with properly inflated tires.
What's wrong with the sticky note on the dashboard?
Discover smarter ways to save hundreds of dollars on gas and help the environment, too, at the Alliance to Save Energy's website, drivesmarterchallenge.org.
Hey, let's put the sticky note on the tire.
Time now for the American Defender Sports Report. Play ball! Here's your host, Jeff Sylvia.
Hi, I'm Jeff Sylvia, and here's your ParaX Sports Update. The Boston Red Sox set a major league record for consecutive sellouts, reaching the 500 mark. Red Sox Nation is alive and well at Fenway. Kudos to Sox skipper Terry Francona for winning his 500th game recently while guiding his team to 8 straight over the New York Yankees and owning the Evil Empire. Love that payroll in New York. Joe Torre has a tough decision to make when Manny comes back to the Dodgers after serving his suspension just a week from now. The team is rolling right along without him and looks like they can get even better. Can you say Beantown L.A. World Series? And if baseball hasn't had enough drama with steroids, here we go again. Sammy Sosa became the latest in a string of baseball stars implicated in the sports steroid scandal of the past decade when the New York Times reported that he tested positive for a performance-enhancing drug in 03. The Times said Sosa is one of 104 players who tested positive in baseball's anonymous 2003 survey, which has been the subject of a protracted court fight. Sosa is sixth on baseball's career home run list with 609, all but 64 coming with the Cubbies. He has not played in the majors since 2007 when he finished his career off with the Texas Rangers. In 2003, baseball didn't have penalties for the first-time users of performance-enhancing drugs. Imagine that. Sosa's agent, Adam Katz, told the Associated Press he had no comment on the report. Commissioner's Office spokesman Rich Levin also had no comment, saying that Major League Baseball did not have a copy of the test results. All I know, folks, is one by one, the biggest names in the modern game of baseball are falling like bowling pins with scandal after scandal of steroid charges. Shame on them. Now to football. Big news for the Pats. Vincent Wilfork ended his contract dispute and attended the first day of team's mandatory three-day minicamp. The big guy says he'll be in shape and ready for the season opener, which is great news for the Patriots defense. Tom Brady referred to Tiger Woods when asked about his knee surgery, and watching Tiger come off his latest victory looking stronger than ever, Brady said late last month he's not limited what he can do on the field. I hope there's not a lot of rust, he said, but preseason will be good for that. But without Matt Castle in town, who played most of his career in preseason, Brady is looking at tuning up with his new weapons Joey Galloway and Fred Taylor, not to mention a guy named Moss. Michael Vick continues to make news, and it's no secret he wants to play after serving 18 months in prison. My guess is he could potentially come back as a kick returner or a wide receiver, but not in Cleveland. I don't think he'd mix well with the dog pound. Former Patriots and now Cleveland Brown wide receiver Dante Stallworth began serving a 30-day jail sentence Tuesday for killing a pedestrian while driving drunk in Florida. Stallworth received the sentence after pleading guilty to a DUI manslaughter charge for striking and killing Mario Reyes while driving drunk March 14th in his black 05 Bentley. The athlete also reached a confidential financial settlement, with the family of the 59-year-old construction worker. Without a plea deal, the DUI manslaughter conviction could have netted Stallworth 15 years in prison. After his release from jail, he must serve 2 years house arrest and 8 years on probation. However, the house arrest provisions will allow him to resume his football career, the attorney said. NFL spokesman Greg Alio said the league is reviewing the matter for possible disciplinary action. Stallworth could face suspension without pay for some games this year. Bottom line, Stallworth, by nature, is really not a bad guy. He knows he took a life, and he's going to pay for this and think about it for the rest of his days. Well, finally, your Defenders get back after it in Brockton tonight against the Rocks, and again tomorrow in the season finale. Time of both tilts is 7:05. And that's this week's Sports Report. I'm Jeff Sylvia.
This Sports Report has been brought to you by the American Defenders of New Hampshire. American Defenders of New Hampshire, home of the $1 ticket. Baseball fans rejoice. There's a new team in tax-free New Hampshire. Be part of the action at home or in the stadium as the American Defenders of New Hampshire take to the field all summer long.
Hi, I'm Brian Daubach, former Red Sox first baseman and manager of the American Defenders of New Hampshire, members of the Can-Am Professional Baseball League. Our team philosophy is hustle, think, win, and our mission embodies support to the community through service and sacrifice.
Join them for Thirsty Thursdays or Firework Fridays. America's Defenders of New Hampshire, home of the $1 ticket. To learn more, check out their website at AmericanDefenders.us or call them at 603-883-2255. American Defenders of New Hampshire is a proud sponsor of Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms on the Para-X Radio Network. Join the Morning X every Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. till noon. She's right here on your source for everything paranormal, Para-X.
Have you ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? I'm Andrew Hoffman. I invented the lost cat magnet. Just turn it on and lost cats stick to it. Just listen to one satisfied cat. That's proof. You should invent stuff too. But remember, don't do a lost cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at inventnow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
ILM Radio with Miss Lucy, the phenomenal psychic mistress from Boston, airs on Mondays from 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on Para-X Radio. Her readings are so deeply personal, she doesn't read on air, but the show rocks. And you can always schedule a personal reading with her at masterlucy.com. She is a master of energy work and intuition. Don't miss the loads of information on Mondays, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on Para-X Radio Network by logging on to www.para-x.com.
It's time for Gavin Cromwell's Magical Mystery Tour of the Stars.
Roger that, Houston. Godspeed, Gavin.
Well, here we go, guys. We are doing Gavin Cromwell's Magical Mystery Tour to the Stars. Great, great, great. Now, I decided to shake it up a little bit tonight, guys. I've done the star signs in a different order. And of course, all those who don't know, I'm not an astrologer whatsoever, but I do like to do a reading for each star sign on a weekly basis, you know, just to see what will come out there. So here we go. Tonight, we're going to start with Aquarius, okay? If you feel strong about an area of life that is important to you, speak up. A spouse might not like it, but in the long run, it'll be clear. New friends make you smile this week, okay, Aquarius? So, you know, if you're having a bit of a tiff or something with a partner, your friends are there, okay? This will pass. It'll be fine. Pisces, don't get upset and don't upset yourself. The patience is about to pay off. New acquaintances cheer you up and will support you through a rough period. You're about to spend some unexpected cash. Okay, going into Aries. You are stronger than this and have dealt with a lot more serious things in the past. Many is coming and the long-term project reaches an almighty peak. So I'm sensing a lot of work going into something and that finale, if you like, is approaching, fast approaching, Aries. So it's definitely going to be worth the wait for you and all that hard work too. Taurus. Busy times for Taurus, okay? Home life takes on some new responsibilities and work becomes equally as hectic. You may have to let a friend down, okay? It's showing me home life and work are getting a bit crazy there, Taurus. Something planned with friends isn't going to happen, okay? Or you might have to say no to it. Don't worry about it. Just say no. There'll be respect because of that. Don't worry. Geminis. Big decisions are not the best thing for Geminis. So it may be a very stressful week for you, but you'll survive. Think ahead and plan a treat for yourself to look forward to, okay? Cancer. Many situations become surprisingly easier and people become more tolerant. A choice between three ideas or opportunities shows itself as you're spoilt for choice, okay, Cancers. Leo. Proudness is the key word for this week as you surprise yourself on how well you are going to do. Somebody recognizes you work better and your skills are more technically refined. Big words here for Leos, okay? A boss or an employee delivers some great news for you. Virgos, disappointment may throw you into an emotional Virgo stance. You become very vulnerable. Don't panic about this, Virgos. Out of the blue comes a confidence boost, which brings new energy and helps you regain focus on something. Seems like you're going to be disorientated there, Virgos, okay? So don't worry about this. Your focus will return. Libras, you're more powerful on your own. So if you're unhappy in a private or personal relationship, do something about it. Intuition should be heard. Upsetting to say goodbye, but it'll be worth it. Look out for Scorpios, Libra, okay? They could be letting you down. Talking of Scorpios, you're next. Old rifts between you and family members heal, okay? And the reason why you did rift in the first place becomes boring. Tension at home could cause some upsetting news in a relationship, but this will pass by the week's end. Going to Sagittarius, a big career boost, okay, makes you feel empowered. Work seems to be paying off as a big boost in finances and opportunities come. Maybe something a little bit unexpected or unconventional could come here, Sagittarius. If it sounds a little bit different to the norm, don't worry about it. Just go for it, okay? It's very exciting stuff. Capricorn, the final one for this evening. Affairs with money could get tricky, okay, but don't worry. Seek professional advice. I'm sensing some sort of situation with a bank coming up here for Capricorns, okay? It will sort itself out, but I'm seeing a lot of paperwork here. Be careful involving yourself with a vehicle, and any travel plans may be put on hold, okay? And that's your star signs for the week, guys. Hope you enjoy them. Hope you found something that was very relevant to you. Just stick with us after this break. We will be back with more exciting stuff on Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms.
Gavin's Magical Mystery Tour of the Stars has been sponsored by Bella Vita Salon and Day Spa. Bella Vita means beautiful life.
Salagadoola, Mitchagapoola, Bibbidi-Bobbidi.
You must be your fairy godmother.
Yes. It doesn't take fairy godmother to tell you that the right fit means everything.
Good. Heavens, child, you can't go in that.
Children under 4'9" need to be in a booster seat because they aren't ready for adult safety belts alone. Many parents miss the important step of booster seats.
Maybe you better explain things to him.
Booster seats raise your child up so that a safety belt designed for adults will fit and protect them properly.
Oh, that does make a difference.
Remember that 4'9" is the magic number. And get your little pumpkin there safely in a booster seat.
Hop in, my dear. Oh, thank you.
And like Cinderella, you can live happily ever after.
It's like a dream.
A wonderful dream come true.
For more information, visit boosterseat.gov. This has been a message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the forest near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
Yeah, one second I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Para X Radio presents Real Persons of Genius.
Real Persons of Genius.
Today, we salute you, Mr. and Mrs. Para X show host.
Mr. and Mrs. Para X show host.
Armed with nothing more than a laptop and a microphone, you hit the air to scare the bejesus out of your audience.
What the hell was that noise?
Like a dog peeing on a fire hydrant, you always whet our appetite for more.
I just can't get enough.
Whether it's witches, ghosts, fairies, or Bigfoot, we admire your ability to set aside reality and believe anything anyone tells you.
Seek professional help.
So the next time you're kneeling in front of your 8x10 glossy of Dave and Tom lighting a candle, remember, if it wasn't for you, I might be able to sleep without the lights on.
Mr. and Mrs. Para X Soho.
Para X Radio Network, powered by CBS.
Don't forget to check out Gavin's podcast, available now on iTunes. Now, once again, here's your host, Gavin Cromwell.
Thank you guys for sticking with Hidden Realms tonight. Of course, I'm Gavin Cromwell, and we're just going to turn the aircon off. There we go. And, I mean, it's a great show tonight. I want to thank, first of all, everybody who came down to my birthday party the other week. We had a crazy time. We had a Hawaiian-themed birthday party. And we all got a bit merry, a little bit lively, a little bit drunk. And it was fantastic. It was my first birthday, actually, in 3 years. I haven't worked or done readings or an investigation or done an evening with. So it was great to kind of let loose. And I want to thank everybody for all the great gifts, the great cards, the great happy birthdays from everybody. And it was such a great time. And also, as well, I want to say thank you very much. As you all know, I had a bit of an accident. I slipped in the shower, embarrassingly enough, and really, really bashed up my hip. You all know that I got a bit of a dodgy hip, and I did put it out. So I want to thank everybody for your get well messages. I want to thank you so much for all the healing that was sent to me. It was all very much appreciated, and I'm starting to do very well. Thank you very much. And yeah, it's just been a crazy old couple of weeks. I'm going back over to the UK, actually, in a few weeks. I'm going to be continuing working on Cromwell's Quest, which is going to be very interesting. Of course, Cromwell's Quest is going to be a program focusing on me kind of tracing the tracks of Oliver Cromwell around the UK when he was on his escapades over there in the UK, being a naughty boy and burning things down and being horrible to people. We're going to be doing that. So I'm heading off back to the UK coming up very soon. Also, we were here in Jeff. I hope you all enjoyed Jeff's sports section, by the way. I was loving it. We've added something new to the show. Like I said, for the girls, we've got the Hollywood Roundup with Gail, which is coming up in a bit. But for the guys, we've got the sports section. So I hope you all enjoyed that. And talking of Jeff Sylvia, I'm going to be on his show. You can catch me on Tuesday, June the 30th at 9 o'clock. It's up for discussion with Jeff Sylvia, and that's on Ollie. I think that's some sort of dipping sauce in Greece or Tenerife. What's that symbol?
That's a dash.
Ali-fm.com, okay? Ali-fm.com. That's up for discussion with Jeff Sylvia on Ali-fm.com. Every Tuesday, you can catch Jeff, by the way, at 9 o'clock on there. Does a great show for you guys. And we all know you love the paranormal shows here online. So so I hope you're going to be listening for that. Hope the star signs for you health news. They felt a bit crazy this week, guys, actually. There was lots of random stuff popping up, and seems to be that many issues and things like this seems to be turning around. We talk about the economy and stuff like this, and it comes up. It does come up in a lot of people's one-on-ones recently. It seems to be starting to make a change for the better, and people are starting to kind of get back on top of things again. So that's sounding really, really exciting. So it's really, really cool. Now, we've got some more exciting stuff coming up for you guys. Like I said, we heard the Wolf Hollow ad earlier on, and they've been receiving so much support and everything from you lot. And I can't say how proud I am that you've actually been listening to the messages and listening to me. You know, I'm a big kind of forward runner for Wolf Hollow, and they're starting to look really, really good up there. We can't, I can't say enough about going on to Wolf Hollow, Ipswich, Wolf Hollow. Oh God, hang on a minute. I'm out of breath here. WolfHollowIpswich.org. WolfHollowIpswich.org. So many websites in front of me tonight, guys. I don't know what's going on. But check them out. Sponsor a wolf. Adopt a wolf, okay? Go up there and visit them, okay? Up in Ipswich, Massachusetts. It's a wonderful, wonderful place. The weather is so sunny and warm now. There's no excuse not to go up there. Beautiful countryside up there too. So go up and check them out. So Fort Mifflin is another thing I wanted to talk about here, okay, guys? As you know, the Taps guys going up to Fort Mifflin. I'm going up there. And, of course, I went there. And, oh, my God, I mean, it's absolutely fantastic. I can't wait to get into the underbelly of this place, if you see what I mean. The Taps guys are going to be there, Ghost Hunters. I can't wait to see you all up there. I met a couple of the girls from Fort Mifflin on the USS Salem a few weeks back, and they were saying they were looking forward to seeing me up there. I've been talking to Shannon and Jeff about Fort Mifflin as well. So I'm really looking forward to getting up there and sniffing out a few of them ghosts and ghoulies that kind of are causing all sorts of havoc and mischief up there. So that's another good thing that's coming up with me. I've just got so much I want to talk to you about tonight. I'm going to run out of time. I know I'm going to run out of time, but it's all good stuff. Now, coming up in the second half of Hidden Realms tonight, we've got Rob Machino and Jimmy Myers from Paranormal PD. They're going to be very interesting guests to talk to. I met them on the USS Salem not so long back. And, of course, our second hour is going to be sponsored by Ideal Event Management. And, of course, this is my agent, Mark. Thank you very much, Mark. Thank you very much, Mark and Alex. And you heard him on the show the other week surprising me by coming in and playing a Beatles Happy Birthday song to me and saying happy birthday. So that was a real nice surprise. Thanks again, Mark, for that. And you can check them out at idealeventmanage.com. That's idealeventmanage.com. And, of course, they're my sponsors for the second hour here on Hidden Realms. I just want to say a big thank you while I'm here now to Tommy and Dave at Para X Radio for having me on, for letting me continue to do Hidden Realms. We have such a good time on this show. It's a little bit different to some paranormal shows out there, but hey, we have fun. And I want to say a big hello to all of my Para X presenters, guests, and fellow paranormal junkies. Hello. USS Salem in July, guys. I want to remind you about this. I'm going to be on the USS Salem again. Of course, me and Shannon, we're on there a lot. And it's just going to be a fantastic investigation. It's a great location to go to. Lots of little interesting nooks and crannies. And I mean, this ship, guys, USS Salem, is like a time capsule. It was locked up for years and years. You know, it was preserved so, so well. And you just go on there, you feel it, you know. I've always said this about the psychic world, you know. Being psychic, it's not just a beautiful gift and I'm blessed to have it and all of this. It is a natural human instinct. It's like animals sensing each other, okay? It's a human sensing where another human has been, what they've been through, emotions that's still kept in that location. You do feel it on this ship. Of course, the USS Salem was a humanitarian ship. So a lot of people were sick on there. A lot of people died and were ill on there. You know, they never shot their guns in anger. It was never in big battles or anything like that. Of course, it did travel around during all the major wars and stuff like that. But please come on this investigation on the USS Salem in July. It's going to be an absolutely crazy one. Look out on my MySpace for that, my Facebook, gavincromwell.com. It's going to be all over the place. And of course, Mass Paranormal, check out their website as well. So they'll be promoting it big style as well. And hello to Mass Paranormal tonight, guys. And Tom from Mass Paranormal, I hope you're feeling better, mate. Yeah, I know you've been feeling a little bit ill recently, but we're sending a lot of healing, a lot of strength your way. So we're going to go into a little break now after my little discussion there. Again, listen out for the second half of the show. It's sponsored by Ideal Event Management. And of course, we've got a couple of new guests, and Gail Scott Key will be here with her Hollywood Roundup. So stay tuned, guys. We're going to a break. Speak to you in a minute.
This hour of Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms is sponsored by Pararockproductions.com. Don't go away. Gavin will be right back. Okay, so you've put together a great team of paranormal investigators. Your idea of fun is going to places most normal people would avoid, like the plague. All you need now is that look. You know, the look that helps your team stand out from the crowd. That's where Pararock Productions comes in. They specialize in outfitting paranormal teams with apparel that not only makes you look good, but gives your clients that feeling of confidence when you arrive. They also specialize in printing high-quality business cards. These are water and tear-resistant cards with full-color front and back. Good for photos and your team's contact info. So step up your game today by going to Pararockproductions.com. And while you're there, check out their great website design offer and other specials exclusive to ParaX listeners. Remember that website, Pararockproductions.com. Check it out today. Pararockproductions.com is a proud sponsor of Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms.
I love ParaX, man. I love ParaX, man. The shows are just the best, man. They've got the greatest guests, man. I admit I'm a great big fan, man. Yeah, I love ParaX. I love Blue Nights Beyond, Ghost to Ghost Mafia, Ghost Lab, Ghost Chatter, Ghost Man and Demon Hunter, Whispers in the Dark, Paranormal View, Spirited History, High Spirits Radio, TCP, Graphology, Ghostology with Brian and Anne-Marie. I love Para X-Men. I love Para X-Men. The shows are just the best, man. They've got the greatest guest, man. I bet I'm a great big fan, man. Yeah, I love Para X. I love Inside the Box, Island Ghost Radio, Paravision Radio, Paranormal Insight, Positively Psychic, CPO Radio, Hidden Realms, Haunted Down Under, Shadows in the Dark, Strange But True Radio, Strange Frequencies, they're all great to me. I love Para X, man, I love Para X, man. The shows are just the best, man, they've got the greatest guests, man. I mean, I'm a great big fan, man, I love Para X. Texas After Dark, Sacred Division, The Other Side, Reflections with the Case, Stirring the Cauldron, The Black Cat Lounge, Caps Paranormal, The Man Who Talks to Angels, Island, IPR, Lights Out, Twilight, The Morning X, Para X is just the best. I love Para X, man, I love Para X, man. The shows are just the best, man. They've got the greatest guests, man. I mean, I'm a great big fan, man. Yeah, I love Para X.
I've had trouble with Angel trying to finish high school. He's always struggled through even elementary. It would be frustrating because sometimes I would talk to him and he wouldn't even turn around and look at me. I would ask him, so you're going to school today, right? He would say, yeah. And then later during the day, I would get a phone call saying he wasn't in class. He dropped out for a whole month. There's a time that I just gave up. I just decided, you know what, I don't know what to do with you. I mean, I pretty much have done everything to try to get you back to school. You know, you feel that maybe you're not a good parent, or maybe you don't know how to fix the problem. I really didn't have many people to look to but myself. Now I think that it's gotten a lot better. Now I at least have hope that he'll finish high school. I can't give up. He's still my son, you know? I can't give up.
Give your teen the boost they need to graduate. Call 1-877-4A-KID or join us at boostup.org for tips and advice. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Kentucky Area Paranormal Society.
Caps.
Explore the unknown.
Caps.
Discover the truth. With your host, Dave and Nam, Sundays at 8 p.m. on your source for everything paranormal, Para X.
Thursdays are hot on the Para X Radio Network. On the next Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms, Gavin welcomes demonologist Father Andrew Calder and psychic Tiffany Johnson.
Then, on Stirring the Cauldron with Marla Brooks, Marla talks about human levitation with author Preston Dennett.
Finally, it's Positively Psychic with Mark Nelson. Join him for a fascinating 2-hour discussion of the paranormal. That's Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realm, 7 to 9. Stirring the Cauldron with Marla Brooks from 9 to 10. And Positively Psychic with Mark Nelson from 10 to midnight. Thursdays are hot on the Para X Radio Network. Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms is on the air. Welcome to the second hour of Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms. This hour, Gavin welcomes Jimmy Myers from the Salem PD. Plus, Gail Scott Key is in the studio with her Hollywood Night segment and Gavin's magical mystery tour of the stars. Now, once again, here is your host, Gavin Cromwell.
Oh, thank you, guys. We're having a great show here. I just feel in a talkative mood this show. What can I say? I'm loving talking about all this. I want to say get well to Martin, who's been feeling quite poorly recently. So I wanted to send a lot of healing out to Martin this week too, guys, if you can. All you healers out there have been doing a fabulous job on me. Send them to Martin. He's feeling a little bit icky, but he's going to get back on track soon. So we're in the second half of Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms, okay? Sponsored by Ideal Event Management, and you can get them at idealeventmanage.com. Hello to Mark and Alex and everybody there at Ideal Events. So thank you very much, guys. Now, my next guest, fabulous guest, okay, they're fascinating. I met them a little while ago, actually. We've got Rob Machino and Jimmy Myers from Paranormal PD. Are you there, guys?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for coming on the show tonight.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having us.
My pleasure. Now, I pronounced all that right, didn't I, just then? I did pronounce that right, didn't I? Didn't get anything wrong then, did I? With names and...
No, you got... Machio is for Rob, and Myers is right for us, for me. Yeah, you got it right.
Fantastic, guys. Well, listen, guys, I want you to tell our listeners, everyone in the chat room and everything, a bit what Paranormal PD is all about. What do you guys get up to? Tell us a little bit more.
Well, basically... Yeah, basically what we've been doing is we've been taking, last year I came up I was doing a lot of the paranormal stuff while, you know, I was, you know, on the police force, and a lot of the stuff came around to seeing that there was a lot of the guys that were interested in getting involved in the paranormal investigations. I started working with Lorraine Warren, and from there I just started talking to a couple of the guys, and then I met up with Rob, and me and Rob go back from all the way back to in the 80s. We were in high school together. And Rob's a bounty hunter, and I said, you know, I'd like to get, you know, the law enforcement field together and kind of do something like in a team activity, and do like the East Coast Paranormal Police. And, you know, and then one of the producers out of New York, Pangolin Pictures, they actually filmed a pitch episode for a TV reality show, and Rob and I and the other team members, you know, we've been taking it step by step, but you know, it's looking promising.
That's cool. I mean, if you've got, how do, like, do you get anybody from like the forces or anything, you know, giving you a bit of stick, or do they think it's quite interesting that you're doing this?
You go with that, Rob. Well,
I don't know. I mean, I guess there's a lot of people that kind of, you know, poke fun at it, and you know, they really don't know what it's all about. You know, if they've never really seen anything or experienced everything, you should know something about it like that, Galvin. And, I mean, you know, people just don't. Some people just don't get it. So I get ripped a lot. I don't know, Jay, you get ripped a lot from some of the police officers, right?
Yeah, I get ripped a lot, but it's kind of funny once it started catching on how many people actually have been, you know, willing to come out and say, hey, you know, this has happened to me, or, you know, this happened to me when I was growing up, or, you know, when I was on this call, I saw this and that. And, you know, step by step it came, and, you know, and that's actually what I'm writing my book on, too, is 826 Paranormal, Looking at the Unknown Through a Cop's Eyes. It's based on all cop stories, you know, coming from, you know, the paranormal realm. And, you know, it's funny. They'll rip on you left and right, but when it comes down to it, you know, and they get you one-on-one, I don't know if they're afraid to say that they believe in stuff or what, but, you know what? They come out in the numbers. I just got a call from Lorraine Warren saying that we're going up to Middletown PD for a lecture. The guy's got like 40-something people that are interested in joining the organization. So, I mean, you know, yeah, they might rip on us, but it's becoming pretty catchy. So, yeah. I don't know.
They become believers pretty quick.
Really.
I don't disbelieve this, guys, because, you know, I've done a bit of work back over in the UK with the police, you know, and I approached them with some information I had on a case, and I thought they were going to, you know, take the mick out of me. I thought they were going to be a little bit abusive, thought it was a bit of a joke, think I was a freak show, but quite the opposite, actually. They were fantastic. They respected it. And, you know, what I got from that was, you know, any sort of clue, I might just say a word, which might open up a little pathway that they may have overlooked, that they could look at, you know. They were really accommodating, actually, to me. So I you know, all power to them. I think it's becoming just a little bit more accepted in that community, you know.
Yeah,
you know what, I think a lot has to do with too. I think you know, with the job that we have, it's very, very, you know, your blood gets pumping at certain times, and it you know, your adrenaline gets going, and you get the same feeling when you're on a lot of these investigations. You're out there, you know, you're not really knowing what's going to happen. And, you know, you're kind of hoping something does happen. And then, you know, it's kind of like you take it step by step in both fields. And it's really, you know, I look at both criminal investigation and, you know, the paranormal investigation pretty similar. I mean, you take the investigations pretty much, you know, parallel on how they, you know, the outcome is with, you know, the cases. So, it's just very, very entertaining. I put it that much.
Like,
the reason why it's getting more accepted now is because, you know, all these TV shows are paving the way. I mean, you started off with, you know, the Ghost Hunters and you know, all the other shows and all the radio shows like yours and you know, people really starting to get more into it and, you know, interested in it, and it's really starting to get accepted, you know. So that's the way I look at it.
It is, guys. I mean, this is why, you know, with this show, I want to bring in little different aspects to the paranormal as well, because it is, for some people, for a lot of people, actually, a way of life now. You know, it's become very accepted. And a lot of people that have been living with this for so many years are starting to really kind of celebrate the fact that it is getting more accepted and open, and they can be outspoken about this. And now a lot more guys, like I was saying, this is why I got Jeff Sylvia coming on doing the sports section of the show, because a lot more guys are getting so much more into the paranormal because it's interesting. You can have an experience from it. You know what I mean? It's so sad for yourself not to put yourself in that position to have the experience. You know, it is okay to do it, you know?
Yep, absolutely.
More and more normal guys
are
coming.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah.
I definitely believe that. I mean, you know, it's a funny field, because, you know, you got your believers, you got your disbelievers, you got people that are always going to, you know, say, oh, you know, even if you're standing right next to them and you take a picture, and they'll still say, ah, that didn't happen, you know. Even if you could show it to them, like, right after it happened, and it's right in front of them, you know, that didn't happen. Because they're afraid of the unknown. And that's basically what a lot of the denial is. People are afraid of the unknown. And you know what? To me, I keep an open mind on everything. Yeah, I am a big skeptic unless I see it or feel it. You know what? I'm not going to believe it right off the bat. You know, you have to prove it to me that it is actually there. And that's the way that Rob is, too. And we go out to each case, and, you know, we take each case individually. And with that, we, you know, we try to go out there and debunk any of the claims that are, you know, going on. And if we can prove that, you know, 85% of the stuff isn't happening in the house, and then there's that 15% that, you know, we can't get the answers for, we're going to keep digging until we can get some kind of answer. And if at the end there is no answer for it, then, you know what, we can say that, you know, there is actually something going on here. But like you know, Rob will say, I mean, and he says it pretty much in every case, you know, he says, you know, 80% of the places that we go to, we could actually debunk 90% of the stuff that goes on.
Cool.
And, you know, there's a lot of claims of, you know, there's mental health issues. There's, you know, people that just are drawing for attention. There's, you know, domestic issues that cause different things. And then there's also people that just are plain out paranoid. And, you know, but, I mean, that's kind of how I look at the whole investigation ways. And I know Rob is similar to me because we, you know, we discuss this all the time, but, I don't know. It's interesting.
It is. I mean, Jimmy, you're right. I mean, it's what you say about being open-minded and you're very skeptical until something comes along and slaps you in the face, you know. I always say to people, a lot of guys that come on, you know, they might have been dragged along by their fiancés, their girlfriends, their wives, whatever. And they say, you know, I'm Gav, I'm open-minded, I'm skeptical. And I say, well, that's great, because until you see that presence, that entity, till you see something, till you feel it, till you hear it, and you know that that is something that's not right, something that is paranormal, and then you can start believe it. Till you had your own proof, that's when you start just to become a believer and a bit more open-minded. You know, I think it's exactly right what you're saying there, Jimmy. It's perfect. You've got to have the, you know, I just feel like, go on, sorry.
Yeah, I believe that completely, and I love for people to come in and say, hey, you know, I don't believe it. And, you know, us take them on an investigation and say, hey, you know, seriously, do you believe in God? If you believe in God, then you believe in something that you cannot really prove that, you know, what's going on. If you believe in all these different things, if, you know, and then you can say that, oh, well, you know, there's no ghost. Well, I had somebody say to me once, life is like a glass of water. When you're first born, the glass of water is full. The body represents the glass. The water is your soul. As time goes on, the water starts to dissipate. It starts to evaporate. Even though it's evaporating, it's still going into the atmosphere. It's taking on a different form. As you get older, the glass empties. When you die, the glass is empty, but the glass is still there.
Bloody hell, that is such a good example. I don't know where that ringing just came from. Where's this? What's that ringing?
Hello.
Ghost telephone. Who's that?
Hello?
Who's that?
Yep. Hello?
What happened there?
Somebody's ringing. I don't know who's ringing.
Who is ringing?
Jimmy was talking. I'm like,
Rob, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here now.
Well, my name's Gavin Cromwell. Can I help you?
Yeah, I didn't know where that was coming from. But no, like I was saying, once you're dead, you still have that glass, and the water is just taking on a different form. It's just evaporated into the atmosphere. So, I mean, yeah, the water's gone visibly, but it's still in a different form. And, you know, and so that's kind of how I look at the whole realm. And, you know, and a lot of people don't, you know, see it that way, but you know, I question a lot of people on the reasons why they don't believe, but yeah. You know, everybody's open to their own opinions.
Cool. It's such an interesting representation with the whole glass water thing, because you're right. I mean, I do believe, I mean, I've never, doing this work as a psychic, I've never had any confirmation what is hell, what is heaven, is there a hell or a heaven, which is why I don't specialize in moving a spirit on, you know, because I don't know where I would move it on to. It's just there, it's in the atmosphere, you know. I'm the sort of psychic that's interested why I pick up this information, why I see that. You know, I question it myself. You know, in some ways, I am my own biggest skeptic, because I want to know why I experience these things so clearly and some people not so clearly, you know? So I'm with you guys. I think you do such good examples there of it. I think it's brilliant. You're going the right way about it. And I do believe that by thinking this way and working this way, this is how you're going to get your results. I think it's great.
Yeah. Hey, Rob, you go ahead with it.
What happened to you, Rob? Yeah, where did you go?
I don't know. I just got hung up. I was like, I heard Jimmy talking, and then I thought we lost him. So I said, Jimmy, and then I realized it was me.
I didn't even know you disappeared. Sorry about that.
Yeah, that's all right. Listen, I'm easily can be skipped. Don't worry about it. It's good. I'm good.
So nice.
But I believe in all that. So I mean, we all go in as pretty skeptics when we do our
investigations and everything. And, you know, if we debunk it, we debunk it, and we tell you, and, you know, we don't make anything up, you know. We're not going to – it's just not going to happen that way with us, so.
Yeah. So what's right.
Yeah, we're going to tell the truth. We're going to tell the truth no matter what it is. If you like it or not, we're going to be, you know, playing out. We're going to tell you the truth. You know, there's a lot of restaurants, a lot of, you know, buildings and businesses that would love for us to come in there and say, hey, indeed, yes, we, you know, we're finding, you know, that your claims are true, that, you know, you have paranormal activity going on here. But you know what? I'm not going to go in there just to, you know, to enhance their business and, you know, knowing at night that I can go home and say, oh, well, I kind of lied because there was really nothing going on there. It was just to promote their business. No, I'm not going to do that. That's not what the group's all about. We're law enforcement officers, and we're, you know, all of us are in the emergency service field. And so, you know what, we're trained to tell the truth. We're trained to do the scientific thing as far as finding the truth. And that's what we're going to do.
Right.
I love that. I think that's brilliant.
At the same time, I mean, just because we went in there for one investigation and we didn't find anything doesn't mean it's not haunted. I mean, they don't come on cue, you know. They come out and play sometimes, and sometimes they don't. So, but exactly. I mean, if it's something that we debunk like 90% of what they're talking about, then we pretty got a good idea that, you know, nothing's really happening there.
Exactly. When it's a location that isn't haunted, you know pretty much by halfway through the evening, for example, that it's something that can be very easily explained and it's not haunted at all, you know. I think that it's great. If I go into a location and I feel like it's not haunted at all, I'm not picking up any information, I'm not seeing a spirit, I don't feel that spark from a location. I mean, I'll say to the owners, you know, I'm really not picking anything up. They could have advertised it as the most haunted place ever. But if I don't pick it up, I'll say so. I'm very truthful with it. I'm like you guys. I believe that if I lie about something, you know, I got to say it's my own personal belief, but I feel like if I lie in a reading or a location or an investigation, if I lie about something, not being there or being there, I don't know. I'm scared that karma might come back around or it might be taken away from me, something silly like that. But I think it's what you guys said there is pretty much on the mark. Brilliant with brilliant attitude, if you like, to approach an investigation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. No, it's cool. So, I know, we all went silent.
I'm waiting for him to talk, and then he's, you know. But, you know, I agree with you 100%, Gavin. It's, you know, and like, you know, everything. Everybody's got their own perspective on everything, and everybody's got, you know, their own beliefs. And I'm not out here to change anybody's beliefs. I'm not out here to make anybody, you know, believe in what I believe just because, you know, I say it's happening. You know, my thing is we go 100% by evidence. And, you know, just like in the law enforcement field, if we don't have evidence, we don't have an arrest. If we don't have evidence, we don't have a case. So, I mean, if we don't have evidence in the paranormal, I mean, then, you know, pretty much we don't really have anything to show to anybody, and I'm not going to really try to push the issue. So my thing is that we try to build up each case to the maximum, and just like we have probable cause in law enforcement, it's pretty much like the probable cause in paranormal. It's, you know, it works kind of similar ways. You have your scale that you have to go by, that if you have enough to make an arrest, then, you know, you pretty much will go with it. But if, like, you know, you're on a case in the paranormal and you don't have enough evidence, I'm not going to really fly with it too much. But like you said, just because it didn't come out this time, it doesn't mean it can't come out the next time. You know, and they don't act on cue, and Rob's 100% right on that. So,
nope.
I mean, you can't just call them up and say, hey, listen, we're coming down the street and we're going to do an investigation. Can you please have the ghost ready for us on room number two? You know, you can't just do that. So, I wish it was that easy. I believe in what, you know, what Rob said is absolutely true. And you know, but we're not out there to change everybody's minds. We're out there to just tell the truth.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, how do you guys feel about working with psychics? A psychic being on the team, you know, or listening to what a psychic's got to say on an investigation?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't mind it at all. I mean, lots of times, I mean, let's see. I work with, Tiffany Johnson. I'll be doing an investigation, but more like an event with Chip Coffee.
Yep.
Coming up in
I believe it's in September sometime.
That's cool. We're
going to Trans Allegheny Asylum over there.
Oh wow!
That's what I mean. I don't know if you also know. I met you real quick on the ship, USS Salem.
I do. Yes, that's where I met you guys.
That's where I met you. So you know that I'm also with the TAPS home team.
I do.
And I'm actually doing an event with you coming up in June. Next week, I believe, right? Fort Mifflin, right?
Yeah, Fort Mifflin.
I will be there, sir.
That will be fantastic. It'll be cool to work with you, actually, because, you know, you get a chance to see how I work, a little bit different to your average sort of psychic there, because, you know, I'm very much the same attitude as yourselves.
Yeah, you know? In that place, I was there last year, and I had some good experience there, and it's pretty active, so you'll have a good time. But as with the question you asked me, I'm all for psychics. I mean, you know, you go in and you can come up to me later and tell me, hey, Rob, listen, I really had a lot of activity down in you know, wherever, this room over here or down at USS Salem, you know, I had something in the galley. I was getting a lot of feelings there and stuff like that. Maybe you want to focus on that area. And I'm all for that. You know,
that's
happened, you know, because we have a sensitive on our team also,
cool.
who, you know, she's pretty, you know, she can feel it. And if she thinks that this area is hot, I'm all for it. I'll sit there for a couple hours, you know, doing EVP work or, you know, doing EMF readings and film it. So, it winds up happening where, you know, they say it's, you know, it happens, you know, we get EVPs all the time. So, no, I'm all for it. Definitely.
Absolutely. It's definitely worth having, you know, worth having a sense of it. Well, listen, guys, I'm going to take a quick break. Stay where you are for a minute because there's lots more to talk about still. We're going to take a quick break, top up your drinky poos, and I'll see you in a minute.
Ideal Event Management is a proud sponsor of Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms. Don't go away. Gavin will be right back. Whether you need help putting together your event, looking for a celebrity, or just want to pump up the excitement, look no further than Ideal Event Management. Ideal Event Management is a top-rated paranormal events organizer. They also represent some of the biggest names and personalities in the paranormal community. Contact Mark at 413-478-3642 or check out their website at idealeventmanagement.com. Ideal Event Management is a proud sponsor of Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms. I love Para X, man. I love Para X, man. The shows are just the best, man. They've got the greatest guest, man. I admit I'm a great big fan, man. Yeah, I love Para X. I love Blue Nights Beyond, Ghost to Ghost Mafia, Ghost Lab, Ghost Chatter, Ghost Man and Demon Hunter, Whispers in the Dark, Paranormal View, Spirited History, High Spirits Radio, TCP, Graphology, Ghostology with Brian and Anne-Marie. I love Para X-Men, I love Para X-Men. The shows are just the best, man. They've got the greatest guest, man. I mean, I'm a great big fan, man. Yeah, I love Para X. I love Inside the Box, Island Ghost Radio, Paravision Radio, Paranormal Insight, Positively Psychic, CPL Radio, Hidden Realms, Haunted Down Under, Shadows in the Dark, Strange But True Radio, Strange Frequencies, they're all great to me. I love Para X, man, I love Para X, man. The shows are just the best, man, they've got the greatest guest, man. I mean, I'm a great big fan, man, I love Para X. Texas After Dark, the Sacred Division, The Other Side, Reflection with the Case, Stirring the Cauldron, The Black Cat Lounge, Caps Paranormal, The Manitox Angels, Island, IPR, Lights Out, Twilight, The Morning X, Para X is just the best. I love Para X, man, I love Para X, man. The shows are just the best, man. They've got the greatest guest, man. I mean, I'm a great big fan, man. Yeah, I love Para X.
For the mind, spirit, and soul, the Black Cat Lounge, now serving Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on the Para X Radio Network.
Welcome back. Here he is, the man who sees what you're doing, so you'd better stop it, Gavin Cromwell.
We're having a great show here. We're on the great second half with Paranormal PD with Jimmy Myers and Rob Machino. Machino, is that right, Rob?
Machino, you did good the first one.
Machino. Oh, you have to. I'm British. You'll just have to excuse me.
So that's right. Everybody messes it up.
I know. I'm so sorry, but we're having a fabulous interview here. I'm really interested in the team. How many guys have you got there in the team so far?
Right now, we have there's 22 people that are with the Bridgeport department. Mm-hmm. And there's also, we just got in touch with one person that, she actually approached me the other night, and she raises, search rescue dogs, and she's interested in actually coming on the team, as an active, rescue, you know, person, with the search dog. So, I mean, I think that would be pretty cool with that. We also have, next week, like I said, I have an event up in Middletown PD where we're going to be working with Closed Case Files. Lorraine Warren actually set it up where she was talking to a bunch of the detectives up there, and they expressed interest in the group. So he said he's got like 43 people that have signed up for the actual team that are interested in actually going forward with the team. You know, but my thing is the team can't get that big. My thing is we're going to have the organization, and then we're going to have a subset, which is going to be the actual investigation team. The organization is going to be set up as, you know, you're going to pay your yearly due, and you're going to get a T-shirt, you're going to get a membership card, and you're going to get the monthly newsletter on the Internet. But as far as with the investigative team, that's going to be a subset, which is going to probably be more towards the qualifications of each person. And we're gonna, you know, I have an application that, you know, that we do have for each member. And it does, you know, tell a little bit of background wise, you know, what experiences they had in the paranormal, what investigative experience they have in the criminal or any kind of, paranormal. If they've ever dabbled with the occult, if they've ever done any of the Wicca, or if they've ever done any paganism, anything that would actually give them any kind of background in it. That would help them in the investigative field. So then we'll narrow it down. We have the, you know, the original team members, and, you know, it's basically, right now you have, there's 8 active team members that are, you know, they're solid, they're strong, they're part of pretty much every activity that we do. Everybody else is pretty much part of the organization. And so, you know, we don't want the team to get too big, but we also want to keep our doors open.
Yeah,
so,
I hear you. I hear you with that. It sounds like a pretty solid team, actually. I do agree that if you keep it to that sort of many people on the team, it seems like the smaller teams do get some of the better results, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely. But at the same time, with a lot with more people, because everybody is on the team is our police officers, and, you know, they do have schedules. And if we get if we have a case for a home case or something, and, you know, we try to arrange around people's schedules, sometimes we don't have enough people. So the more people, a little bit, to me, the merrier, because, you know, I could fit some people in here and there, you know. And if, you know, things start taking off a little bit, more and more cases come in, I'm going to need some of those extra people. And knock on wood, if the show does pick up and we do the show, then we really we're gonna need a couple more people, you know.
It's a good point. So, you know, yes. You're all there in the team. I mean, like you said, you're officers and stuff like that. Is there like a location that you would love to do that is like being involved in some big criminal sort of case or a murder or a location? What's, you know, a very juicy one that you would love to investigate as a paranormal team rather than a police kind of team?
Well, there's one place I would definitely. Yeah, I got one. There's one place that I've always wanted to go to. And it's actually Portsmouth, Maine. It's the old military, I want to say it's the old military prison. It's out on one, it's an island. I can't think of the exact name of it, but it's in Portsmouth, Maine. And it's a beautiful old building. And, you know, I'm into the history of these buildings. And, you know, I mean, we just did an investigation at the theaters down in Bridgeport, Connecticut. And, you know, these theaters are from back in the early 1900s, and they have, you know, history from the Prohibition and, you know, all different history, you know, and they had they had history with some of the well-known mobsters, Dutch Schultz, you know, and there's so many historical buildings down this way. I would love to, you know, just step out of, you know, this area and into somebody else's area and be able to see some of these other, you know, historical buildings, places that other people haven't really, you know, ventured into, because, you know, I mean, how many times are you going to see Waverly Hills on TV? I mean,
but that's on my top 10 list is Waverly Hills. That's one of the most activist places.
I would love to go there, but you know what? I want to do something different. I want, you know, everybody's going to the Eastern State Penitentiary, you know, there's some places that, you know, that some people haven't even been to, like Hyde Manor up in Vermont. It's like a half a mile away from my parents' summer house. And this place is an old stagecoach place from the 1700s. It's beautiful, beautiful.
Right.
And, you know, this place is supposed to be spookier than anything. And, you know, I never even heard of anybody even mention of it. And, you know, so I was up there last time and I asked the lady and she said, you know, the buildings are in bad shape, but, you know, I could go around and take some pictures, and I did that. But, you know, I would love to go inside. I would love to be able to go inside. And there's like so many other locations that haven't been experienced, and there's so many people that have actually gone to these.
What about something like overseas, though? I mean, what about like Ireland? I mean,
some of the castles.
So,
yeah,
shove me in any castle. I don't care. I'm good. You can leave me
there for a week. Would you like to go to a proper castle?
Yeah, totally big on castles, you know?
Yeah, you need to get over to the UK. You need to go over to the UK and get to see some of them castles. Edinburgh Castle. Yeah, you'll be spoiled for choice there.
Yeah, anything with a moat and a torture chamber, I'm there.
I tell you what, you would love it. A lot of people ask me, you know, what's the difference between the locations and investigations here, you know, in the US compared to over in the UK. And there is a difference. You have got the history. I've got the buildings that kind of hold all these really ancient memories. Some of the castles go back to like 800, you know, and it's like crazy when you go in there and you just think of what would have gone on in them places. And you go to Oubliette where people were just thrown down to be left, you know, and you would love it there, guys.
Go ahead, Jim.
We keep running over each other. I'd love to go, you know, to any of the castles or anything like that. And, you know, down the line, you know, once the team gets, you know, to where we want it to get to, and we have, like, you know, as far as, like, you know, the different jobs that are all appointed to different people, that we can actually set things up and, you know, and everybody's schedules will work with everything. I'd love to, you know, work with some of the PD overseas. You know,
that'd
some
be
of the
cool.
Bobbies over there that are, some of the Bobbies that are interested in paranormal, have them come on the investigations with us, you know, have them part of, like, the overseas paranormal police, you know. It would just be like opening big doors, you know, to a bigger world. So, yeah.
I think that would be
what were you going to say, Rob?
Rob.
It just kicked in about the Bobbies. Do they still not carry guns over there? they're doing their, you know.
I think they do. I think they do carry guns.
Okay.
I think so.
No, only their. I think only their special forces do it. Like their special units do.
Yes,
but
right.
I don't think
that
the regular street beat cops do.
No, they don't. You're right there. You're right.
They still carry the stick. Wow, that's amazing. You know.
It was ever since that incident where they accidentally shot down that guy and they thought he was a terrorist in London. There was a big thing that came down on it for that. When he was running away from them and they automatically, you know, and it was a big mistake. There was a big kind of hoo-ha about that.
Yeah, I remember hearing it.
Yeah, it was
I remember hearing about it.
Yeah, I mean, they still carry them like in the airport, Heathrow Airport, Gatwick and all that sort of stuff. They still got all their guns there. But I came through Heathrow last time I went back to the UK a few weeks ago, and they've got the sniffer dogs. It was more patrolled and more heavy. The police presence there is more heavier than ever right now, actually, in the airport.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
They're also like in a section of the book that I'm doing. I'm doing a section on paranormal. Well, actually, people that have been affected by the paranormal overseas that are in the different police departments. Now, there's a ton of police departments that are over there that are actually haunted, or they say they're haunted. And, yeah. You know, some of these cops are, you know, I mean, they have spoken about, I mean, I've read stories and stories and stories, and I've had people email me from all these different departments and saying, hey, you know, if you get a chance to come over to this department, and I'm like, well, I'm over in the U.S., and I'm a U.S. cop. I can't really afford
what,
to
guys,
come over there
you know
right
what, guys?
Now.
I reckon you two could be pioneers here, you know, because over in the U.K., like I said, even though I've done some stuff with them, and that was in South Wales, actually, not in England. It was I'm from South Wales, so the police department I was working with was in Wales. And they love it. They really do. They are interested in the paranormal, but they still feel a little bit like, is it okay to do this? Is it okay to kind of get out there and do this paranormal thing? I think you guys coax them out of their shells. You know, I think you could be pioneers. Yeah, go for it, I say.
Go ahead, Ray.
No, Jim, you're on a roll.
No, I was just going to say that when, you know, Lorraine Warren has a really big background as far as with Scotland, and I told her that, you know, I'd be interested in getting some of the Scottish police, and I'd be interested in getting any of the European police involved in it. And my thing is, like I said, open the door to as many avenues as possible so that we can, you know, we can have fun doing this, you know, these investigations, but we could also learn from it. You know, there's so much out there to learn and, you know, and so many doors to open. It's just a matter of being able to open them. And, you know, that's what me and Robert are trying to do. I mean, with the rest of the team and, you know, we're trying to open these new doors and different avenues that people haven't, you know, gone down yet. And, you know, so that we can learn a different aspect, a different perspective of the whole field.
Yeah, definitely. I think you're onto something absolutely, well, pretty special, actually, there, guys. I think it's great. I do. I mean, the police said we were doing the GCI team, actually, Gavin Cromwell Investigations. We went to do a penitentiary up in Laconia, and it was a private investigation. It wasn't open to the public. And some of the officers in there have been having some crazy experiences. And they were saying, you know, these things are happening. We're feeling a little bit uneasy there. Not too sure what it is and stuff like that. And we went up there. And it was crazy haunted. It's never been investigated before. And, you know, they were very genuine guys. And, you know, they're walking around there. But it used to be an old asylum. And there was a penitentiary. And they'd had some pretty intense, you know, experiences there with the paranormal. But they still didn't know whether it was okay for people in that position to talk about it. But then guys like you come along and make it okay. I really think you're going to be a breath of fresh air for these people.
Well, yeah, that's what we're shooting for, you know, because I know some of the, you know, a lot of the higher ups and everything like that, you know, pretty much don't want to say too much probably about it.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the old timers, you know, they pretty much think you're crazy and everything, but that's just exactly what we're shooting for. We want to try to open up some more doors, push this a little further than, you know, maybe the average Joe, something fresh and new, and, you know, want to just keep this, the paranormal field, just get it growing and get it bigger and bigger and bigger. You know, it's still a pretty new field. There's a lot of things out there we still don't know about. And, you know, it's still not, it's still not an exact science. You know, it pretty much comes down to your beliefs, what you believe, you know. And we're just trying to just go with the flow and trying to open up more people to being, you know, accepted to the paranormal and the whole field, you know.
Absolutely. I think you're exactly right there. So, you know, we're coming towards the end of the interview, guys. Anything you want to put out there? Have you got a website, MySpace, Facebook, anything like this?
Go ahead, Jim. The website is www.e26paranormal www.webs.com, and that will bring you to all our new information, a bunch of our old cases, and a lot of pictures, and a lot of videos also. And that's, like I said, it's www.826paranormal.webs.com.
Well, absolutely fantastic. Rob, Jimmy, thank you so much for coming on. I recommend all you guys listening out there, everyone in the chat room, everybody, check these guys out, because you know what? I'm predicting big things for these guys. I'm picking up a TV show here. I reckon you're going to have a TV show, guys. I'm putting it out there. I feel good. I feel good stuff about you guys. I just see some big stuff on the way for you, and I think you really, really do deserve it. You put your officers and everything like this, you know, you're putting your necks out there, your reputation, and I think you're going to do very, very well for yourself. You should be very proud.
Yeah, we appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks for having us on, and hey, Galvin, like I said, I'll see you next week, right?
You and, certainly will, Fort Mifflin.
Yeah, and hit me up on MySpace, Galvin. MySpace.com, the Paranormal Bounty Hunter.
Paranormal Bounty. I'm writing it down. Paranormal Bounty Hunter.
Bounty Hunter. All right.
Lovely.
And,
good to get you.
Yeah. No problem, man. Anybody has any questions or anything like that, you know, feel free to hit up either that website or the 826 website, and we'd be happy to answer any questions.
Beautiful, beautiful. Guys, Rob, Jimmy, thank you so much for your time here to come on to Hidden Realms. We've loved listening to you, and thank you very much, guys. Great. Big round of applause for the guys. Cheers, guys. Speak to you soon. We're going to go to a quick break now, and stay tuned for Gail's Hollywood Roundup.
This hour of Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms is sponsored by Ideal Event Management, your events expert. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Ideal Event Management is your top-rated paranormal events organizer. They represent some of the biggest names in the paranormal community. Whether you need help putting together your event, looking for a celebrity, or just want to pump up the excitement, Ideal Event Management can help you. Contact Mark at 413-478-3642 or check out their website at idealeventmanagement.com. You'll be glad you did. Ideal Event Management is a proud sponsor of Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms. A ghost is a ghost from coast to coast, and nobody talks about ghosts the most unless it's those verbose, the host on the famous Para-X. So ask any ghost and they will boast and give you the answer that you will toast and listen to those awesome folks on the famous Para-X. Most people may think you're crazy if you say you've seen a ghost, but not the people at Para-X. I can beg you to host a show. A ghost is a ghost from coast to coast, and if you like those spooky blokes, then be sure to catch all the shows they host. Hey, you say you've talked to a ghost? Then what are you waiting for? Tune in to Para-X. Your source for everything paranormal, Para-X.
I want to change some things. I want the moms where I live to have childcare they can trust.
I want to make sure my little brother and his friends have a safe place to play.
I want to help more kids graduate from high school.
Help more hardworking families learn how to budget and save.
I want more of my neighbors to have access to health care.
Want to make a difference? There are so many ways you can. Help create opportunities for everyone in your community.
I want to change what I see around here.
United Way is creating real, lasting change where you live by focusing on the building blocks of a better life: education, income, and health.
I mean, I just want to see more smiles on my sidewalks.
Reach out a hand to one and influence the condition of all. Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. For more, visit United Way at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
It's time for news from the entertainment world with the Hollywood hottie herself, Gail Scott-Key.
Woo! Gail to the Scott to the key. That's me.
Did you see me dancing?
I saw you dancing, shaking your booty. Surrender the booty, love.
That's right. Put a ring on it if you want it. Woohoo!
It's already got one. So let's go straight into the Hollywood Brain.
Absolutely.
And thank you so much for a Marilyn Monroe picture for my birthday.
Goodness.
It's here. We're gonna put it up in the studio.
Can you feel the essence?
I love it. A bit of glamour. A bit of glamour from Hollywood. Yeah, got Marilyn here.
Fabulous.
Love it. You, Marilyn, we're set. So tell us what's been going on in the world.
Oh my goodness. Can we just say 8 is enough? Hello.
Oh, don't start.
John and Kate plus 8.
Can't stand them.
I don't think I have enough migraine medicine in the world to deal with this show.
Who are they? Who are they?
Well, let's just put it this way, okay? It's Dad is scamming on Mom. Mom is scamming on with the bodyguard. And then all of a sudden, Mom and Dad are being investigated because they want to find out if the kids are working.
Oh,
hello.
Cheap.
That's
cheap.
Why she can afford to do this. Wearing the tummy tuck and everything. And let's talk about that hairdo.
Oh, I think
Gavin, what happened? She was next to a hedge and a neighbor went by with the hedge cutter. And went,
cut the back off.
And she was look at my hair. It's fabulous. Fabulous.
Do you know, I don't know who she thinks she is. I am hating on her, girl, I gotta be honest.
Oh.
You know, I do a lot of readings from pictures, you know, such as psychometry and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
When I see pictures of this woman, she just, I have a little sick burp. You know, I hate her.
I totally had a sick burp.
I don't like her. I think she's horrible.
Like
oh my God.
Oh my God, she was like the dowdy housewife and everything. And all of a sudden she's like, fabulous.
And she's wearing the white shades. She's got, you know, the bodyguard, the white shades. Who does she think she is? She's trying to be a celebrity.
You know who I think she's trying to play off? Posh Spice.
She is.
And you can't
failing
do
miserably.
It.
No.
Stop it. Because you're the only one who can do the pout. Mm-hmm. I've tried it, but it looks like I'm constipated. That's what I've been told. I'm just saying. And then these poor little kids are wrapped up in the middle.
I feel bad for the kids.
They have no idea what they're doing. Who's mommy? Who's daddy? Who's who?
Kids frighten me, girl, as you know. I'm allergic to children.
You
but
are?
I feel
so,
oh,
really?
Yeah.
I'm
allergic. A small child, they either throw up or laugh at me. I'm allergic. But
I was going to tell my niece and nephew come in here.
No, don't bring him. So, just, I feel sorry for the kids. Mm-hmm. I think John is his name. I think... They just, what is it?
First of all, if you're going to play the game and you want to be a player, that's one thing. But when you get kids involved, you need to sit there and put on your big girl and big boy pants and take care of these kids.
They're hungry for fame. They're doing this big breakup thing publicly.
But you know who's watching even more closely than us?
Who?
Dr. Phil. It's a panel show. Hello.
Talk to me more about this.
Dr. Phil show coming up. Who loves Kate? I don't know. Who cares?
Yeah.
Anyway.
I think they're both vile, sick, and they should just disappear.
Oh, hello, bye-bye now. Now, moving on.
Okay.
Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. Oh, tear.
Oh, why?
Last week, her birthday party, it was sad.
Why?
Well, because there's lots of speculation of Brad Pitt, who has been talking with his ex, Jennifer Aniston. And Jennifer Aniston has been...
I like
been,
Jennifer Aniston.
You know, but she just can't stay with one guy. I mean, you know, John Mayer and all these other guys. And she's looking fabulous. You saw she did that spread for vanity.
Yep, love her.
Just a tie.
Mm.
I would try that, but my glad trash
fabulous at 40. Fabulous at 40.
Fabulous at 40. Yep. I would be dropping it at 40. Hello. I need that tape that sucks everything up. That's all I'm saying.
I can get you one.
Well, she was really sad because I think all the speculation about her, you know, with Brad Pitt getting back with his ex, Jennifer Aniston.
Mm.
There's all this stuff and talk about it because they're always talking to each other.
Mm.
I mean, come on. You have to take a break from the Nation United over there.
Yeah.
Come on.
I know. I just...
You know she's doing that film Salt. She's out there. She hit her head. She had a boo-boo.
Did she?
Uh-huh. And it didn't knock any sense to stop adopting.
I know.
She wants to keep doing it.
I know.
Gail,
I don't know sympathy for. I don't like her. I don't like Brad Pitt. I like Jennifer Aniston.
She is like the underdog, like the patriot.
I feel sorry for her. She gets, you know, her ex keeps getting thrown back in her face. It's disgusting.
Well, you know,
no wonder she can't get over it.
Well, you know something? When you lay down with dogs, you wake up with fleas. Just saying. So
my
Angelina Jolie was messing around with him, and all of a sudden, remember that whole thing came up? I wasn't sleeping with him. I wasn't doing this. Angelina Jolie, I love you. You're gorgeous. But hello.
Yeah.
Take the L out of there. The double L's. And what does that spell? In the E.
I don't know.
Ho.
Gail.
Well, you just don't do that. You don't mess with a married man. You keep it real.
I know.
And then
I
you
know,
go over there, and you know something? They've been talking about how she looks and everything like that, how she looks, she's worn down and all this stuff. Well, when you're trying to adopt half the nation and keep up with a married man, hello?
I just feel, when I look at Angelina Jolie, she looks lost. I don't think she knows what she wants. She's trying to be this martyr. She's trying to be this martyr all the time. I'm not. I don't feel her. I don't feel her.
Well. We won't go there. All right. Moving on. We had an update. Do you remember a while ago I was telling you about Natalie Cole, how she got a transplant for kidney? And the saddest thing about this, and I'm really interested to see what you think, because of course, with this combined, her sister had passed away hours after.
Yeah.
She was at her sister's bedside, and her name was Carol Cookie Cole. So she was at her bedside, and she was basically there because, get this. Now, I'm the biggest one. I will tell you to go to a doctor. I will tell whomever, if you're sick, if you're feeling this, feeling that, go check it out. But me, I will do the home first aid kit.
Takes you a lot to go, yeah.
That's right. Well, for 30 years, her sister didn't go to a doctor.
Terrible.
The one time she did, she had a cancerous lesion on her lung. So Natalie Cole was by her sister's bedside holding her hand.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, Natalie Cole's phone goes off saying, "We have a donor for you."
Mm-hmm.
And her sister dies hours after.
What
do you think about that?
Something like this, when it comes into the medical side of things, I don't know. I'm not a doctor. But
he plays one on TV.
I know. But, it's interesting how that happens so closely. Maybe, I don't know, Gail, it feels... It's. I don't know how I feel about that, actually.
Well, what we know how to feel for her is that she is healing. She is doing better. Lots of prayers, lots of support is going out for her. I love Natalie Cole. Of course, you know, she did that rendition with her father, Nat King Cole, which was so awesome.
Yeah.
And so we're sending prayers out and healing for
her. It's a sad loss.
Very sad loss.
I just think that it's a freaky coincidence myself. I just really do.
Well, we're all about freakiness on this show.
Tell
Let's
me more.
Face it, baby. Now we're going to move into the movie. Get your freak on. So, coming to the silver screen, July 1st, Public Enemies. And guess who's starring in it? Johnny Depp.
Oh, my. I love him.
He is so hot.
Now, he's been playing the Mad Hatter in New Alice in Wonderland. He's been filming over in the UK.
He can play whatever the heck he wants. He is hot. The man is hot. I'm just saying.
I like him, but he's too thin for me. I like a bit of meat.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
I like him, though. I like the Jack Sparrow.
I wish that my husband would love me like that, you know? But that diet's not working. But
you know what they say about us Brits, Gail? You know what they say about us
Brits? What do they say?
We're passionate. We're mysterious.
You
are. Spring little surprises on me.
You're going to spring one up now? Yeah. Woohoo! Anyways, Johnny Depp is going to be in this movie, Public Enemies. Babyface Nelson, played by Stephen Graham, and Pretty Boy Floyd, played by Channing Tatum.
I love gangsters. I love gangsters.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and Christian Bale.
I got a thing for gangsters. I like it.
You like it?
We got
every time I come on,
I know.
I hate
winding you down.
Did you see? I get the finger. 1 minute finger, folks. Anyways, moving on. July 1st. Keep an eye out for Ice Age. I am so excited.
Cool.
Dawn of the Dinosaurs.
We are going to
see this in our 3D little glasses.
It's hysterical.
You know, voices are going to be John Leguizamo.
Oh, my God. Well done for saying that.
Leguizamo. Dennis Leary, Rescue Me. That's a great show. Gotta check it out. Queen Latifah. And, of course, Ray Romano.
Oh, wow. But I like Queen Latifah.
You do?
Yes. Yes.
What do you like about her more than me? Do you like her more than me?
I love her more than me. No.
I can see where this is going, Gavin. No love.
I'm a diva.
Guess what? Well, I hate Valentine's Day.
I know, you've written the movie.
All
right. I saw that on capital letters. I thought it was you saying that. So go on.
Nia Vardalos is she's with the Big Fat Greek Wedding, My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Oh, yes,
she was in there. She's going to be it. It's a 5-day limit of where she's going to be dating guys, and she has this limit on how many guys she's going to date. And so, of course, I have to bring it back to you because I'm in the boot now.
I know. Well, Gail, thank you so much for coming on. Always fabulous to have you on. Bit of Hollywood glamour to the show. We love it for the ladies, for the guys as well, if you like a bit of that too. But thank you, my love. Thank you. Come back next week.
Oh, you got it.
Thank you, Gail. Here we go to a break, guys. Catch you in a minute.
Ideal Event Management is a proud sponsor of Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms. Don't go away. Gavin will be right back.
Whether you need help putting together your event, looking for a celebrity, or just want to pump up the excitement, look no further than Ideal Event Management. Ideal Event Management is a top-rated paranormal events organizer. They also represent some of the biggest names and personalities in the paranormal community. Contact Mark at 413-478-3642 or check out their website at idealeventmanagement.com. Ideal Event Management is a proud sponsor of Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms.
Have you ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? I'm Andrew Hoffman. I invented the Lost Cat Magnet. Just turn it on and Lost Cat stick to it. Just listen to one satisfied cat. That's proof. You should invent stuff too. But remember, don't do a Lost Cat Magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at inventnow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Thursdays are hot on the Para-X Radio Network. Tune in to Stirring the Cauldron with Marla Brooks every Thursday at 9 p.m. as she welcomes some of the most interesting guests from around the world to talk about the mysteries of the life beyond. That's every Thursday at 9 p.m. right after Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realm. Thursdays are hot on the Para-X Radio Network. Don't forget to check out Gavin's podcast, available now on iTunes. Now, once again, here's your host, Gavin Cromwell.
Thursdays are hot on Parex, so make sure you keep tuning in, guys. We love having you. We love all you listeners. Hello to all the big international listeners. Hello to everyone in the chat room. Hello to all the local listeners. Everybody across the globe that's listening to the show tonight, hello, we love you, and welcome. So, Marla Brooks, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, fabulous. Marla,
it's hot Thursday. Where else would I be?
Exactly, my love, exactly. So, tell us, Marla, what's coming up on the show for you?
Oh, I've got a great guest tonight. I've got my friend and a great witch, Victoria Gross. She's a team member, and she wrote a really good book on the ghosts of Orange County. And Orange County, California. And she includes places like Disneyland and Knott's Berry Farm. They do have ghosts in amusement parks.
That's cool. Do you know what? I just seen a little documentary, actually, Marla, on Walt Disney's apartment that he has above the fire station in Disneyland.
Yes.
On Main Street. That would be a fabulous place to do an investigation.
I know. We've got to hit Disneyland, Gavin.
Oh, do you know what? I go crazy in Disneyland. I want to find all the villains. I love Captain Hook. I love Maleficent. I love Ursula. I want Witch from Snow White. I love all the villains.
Cruella de Vil.
Cruella de Vil. I tell you what, me and her will be there on the cocktail together.
I aspire to be Cruella de Vil, so, you know, I'm working hard at it.
Oh, she's fabulous. I do. I love all the Disney villains. I go crazy over that. I love it. The Haunted Mansion. Do you know it was shut when I went there, Marla? I was gutted.
Oh, you're kidding.
It was shut.
Well, that's rude.
It was the one ride I desperately wanted to get on, and it was shut. My first time in Disneyland, and it was closed. I did like the Pirates of the Caribbean ride, though. I went on that 3 times.
Pirates is good. That first little drop kind of takes you aback.
Especially
if you've been on that stupid train, I forgot what it's called. But it's that horrible train roller coaster that will just make you sick as heck.
I know.
We got off that and went straight to Pirates, and I was thinking, oh, good, what a nice slow ride. And all of a sudden, boop.
I know. I wasn't expecting a drop. Is that the Runaway Mine Train or the Thunder Mountain?
That one, yes. Yeah. I'll never go on that one.
Oh, fun. Do you know what? I got some Pirates of the Caribbean Mickey Mouse ears. I wore them all the way around the Disney park all day. I have my name embroidered on them in gold. I was Jack Mickey Mouse Sparrow. I just needed the guy line, and I didn't wear it that day. So Marla, it's great. I mean, like I said, I'm looking forward to coming over to LA. We're going to be doing the Wax Museum.
Yes,
and I got those pictures you sent of me of the Jude Law dummy. Oh, you're right. There's something about those eyes.
Yeah, they're penetrating, aren't they?
Those eyes are definitely penetrating. I just can't believe. I had a chill run down my spine when I looked at that picture, Marla. I couldn't believe it. Right,
well,
I'm convinced there's something.
I think there is, and you'll definitely find out, and I'll be right behind you when you do. I'll lead you there and then stand right behind you. How's that?
Oh, listen, you're going to be my protector, Marla. You're going to be my protector that night. I guarantee it. But thank you for sending me some healing for my hair.
Yes, 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 yes. I hope it helps.
It's black at the moment.
Oh.
No, it's not much fun. I just come back from the chiropractor and I damaged my lumbar disc.
That's so.
Charge a little amethyst up for me, Martha.
No, Cruella to you, right?
I can't believe I called you that. Then. You can give me a smacked bottom next time you see me, Lev.
Oh, you'd like it too much. No, that would
I would enjoy it. I would enjoy it. Yeah. Well, right. It's, I've got a little echo and I can hear my own voice and it's throwing me. But listen, Marla, thank you so much for coming on. I love having you back on the end of the show to tell us what's in store for us on Marla Brooks during the cauldron.
I love popping in. It's so much fun. It just kind of gets me in the mood.
Exactly. I love having you on. I love catching up with the gossip. Good luck for a fabulous show. Not that you need it. We'll all be listening, of course. Everybody listen to Marla's show. She's full of fun, forex, and interesting guests, and a little bit of mischief as well, Marla, you crafty little witch.
Yes.
Have a fabulous show. I want to say thank you to all my guests. I want to say thank you to Shannon, to Jess Sylvia, to Gail, to Rob, to Jimmy from Paranormal PD, to everybody. Thank you much, guys. Thanks to the listener. Thank you. Good night from Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms. See you next week, guys. Thank you.
You've been listening to Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms, sponsored by Pararockproductions.com and Ideal Event Management, and in part by Bella Vita Salon and Day Spa. Be sure to check out Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms podcast, now available on iTunes. Join us next week as Gavin broadcasts live from the USS Salem in Massachusetts. Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms has been a Gavin Cromwell production in association with Attic Production Studios. Any rebroadcast or other use of this program without permission is strictly prohibited. Copyright 2009.